Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support starting at just 50 cents a day. Visit gofocuself.com to get started. That's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Zach Coleman. Zach is the founder of can you help me with this?
Creative.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry for that. A successful grit-first branding agency and expert in personal and corporate branding. He has helped countless professional athletes, personal brands, and athletic-driven corporate brands build mindsets and help them build their brands around community. His BizHap is about that time when he found his lead indicator of success. Zach, welcome to the show and thank you for the help. Let's get into your story.
Thank you for having me on.
So let's do this.
Yeah. So I'll just get right into it because I know we only have a few minutes here. So, you know, I've been in business for about 7 years. And, you know, when I first started growing my business, going through all the hip hops and changes of business growth, you know, I kept having a situation where I was trying to go after this invisible dollar amount, right? I was trying to go after 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, whatever it is. I was really focusing on this top line. And that in itself caused burnout. I was doing too much. I wasn't spending time with my family. I was no longer doing personal things in my life that made me happy. Because I thought that the hustle culture was real and I needed to, you know, utilize that to, you know, to grow my business. And I got to a point in business where I just realized, you know, mindset is really a thing. And not just mindset being a thing, but we as leaders have that ability. We are the brands of our company and what we do. We do lead by example. You can build a strategy, but you are the one that leads the strategy, right? And so at the end of the day, I came to a point where I found the three C's of branding: connection, contribution, and confidence. And I leveraged those three pillars within myself to start to find my key indicator of success, which is joy and happiness, right? And that key indicator of success is actually what has helped me slow down, enjoy the journey of business growth, enjoy the journey of spending time with my family and not pushing myself to the extreme, kind of working smarter, not harder, so to say.
Mm. I love that. I love your key indicators of success. And man, hustle culture is so toxic. Sometimes we think that more work equals more success, and it's sometimes we just need three hours to be more productive. If we do the right things, if we break it in chunks, because sometimes we are looking for this big goal that we didn't even measure and we never get there because we're just running around.
Yes, 100%. I mean, I've even come down to, you know, once I started to be able to connect with myself a little more, I was able to bring certain things back into my life that I loved. So for instance, I was able to start going to the gym again. I was able to start using my athleticism and my going and on runs to really be my meditation for sorts and allowing myself to slow down. I mean, I even have once a month, I time block a time where I go out and I just have a day to be grounded and go to the lake or go to, you know, Arizona, we don't have beaches, but, you know, go around in the forest or to a park or something and just sit there and think. And it's funny because I think in today's culture, we get so hyped up on this transactional go, 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 go that we never realize if we were just able to sit down and think about what's actually truly working and what's not working within the growth of what we're trying to provide to our target audience, we'd be able to be so much happier.
I love that. Zach, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So we serve, we like to serve a gym leaders within the stage three and stage four of gym growth. So that's usually between the 500 to a million status and or the million to $3 million status looking to make it to that next level or expand. And we help them, you know, build their brand and help them turn build a sustainable lead flow through, funny enough, things that really help them build a community that aren't all over the place. Kind of getting rid of all the different marketing tactics that they think are going to work, making getting them out of their vanity metric of just posting on social media every day, things of that nature, and truly finding a way that they can bring retention and reputation back within their gym to kind of build that the audience that they want to leave in the world. So people can find me at leavethatmark.com, where we have a private podcast out right now, where we help people be able to build that community that they thrive for within the gym space with just 5 emails a day.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Zach Coleman, for coming in and sharing his story about the time when he found his lead indicator of success. If you've got a bizhab of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhabs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One bizhab a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the elf can help. Visit gofocuself.com and get started with us for just 50 cents a day. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.